This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. On the occasion of the 75th anniversary of Radio Nepal, we would like to thank all our listeners, advertisers and the government of Nepal for their support and contribution. Now, the headlines for today. Radio Nepal marking its Diamond Jubilee today, President Ramchandra Paudel scheduled to inaugurate a special ceremony at 11 a.m. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reached Bangkok on a four-day official visit to Thailand, scheduled to address the 6th BIMSTEC summit on the 4th of April. President Ramchandra Paudel prorogues the current session of both houses of the Federal Parliament effective from midnight, and at least 322 children killed since Israel's new Gaza offensive. Now, the news in detail. Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal is celebrating its 75th anniversary Diamond Jubilee today. Radio Nepal, which started its broadcast on 20th Chaitra 2007 Bikram Samvat with a 250-watt shortwave transmitter carrying the first message of the establishment of democracy, has reached the status of a public service broadcasting organization after overcoming the ups and downs of political change. Radio Nepal has been continuously providing information, education and entertainment to the people and is broadcast from provincial broadcasting offices in all 7 provinces and FM relay stations in 35 different places across the country with a nationwide reach. According to the economic survey, Radio Nepal's reach is currently 94% of the total population. President Ramchandra Paudel will inaugurate a special ceremony to be held today at the Central Studio Building in Singhadarbar at 11 a.m. On the occasion of the 75th anniversary, President Ramchandra Paudel has issued a message of congratulations. While mentioning that the establishment of Radio Nepal is linked to the historical events of the establishment of democracy in Nepal, the President has said that it is the starting point of the country's broadcasting media to mark the start of an era. Similarly, on the occasion, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has issued a message of congratulations and wished the success of the publication of the new issue of Radio Nepal's mouthpiece, Jhankar, saying that Radio Nepal's contribution is expected to be an important in achieving the government's objective of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Prime Minister Oli has called on Radio Nepal to contribute to the campaign for development and prosperity in the future. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung congratulated Radio Nepal for being the first to celebrate its Diamond Jubilee in the history of Nepal's broadcasting. Similarly, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has expressed his commitment to move forward with efforts to improve the quality of content and presentation in a new format by embracing diversity and plurality, focusing on 3 priorities of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal: national unity, disaster management and prosperity. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has reached Bangkok in the course of an official visit to Thailand and is attending the 6th summit of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, scheduled from April 4th. This is the first ever official visit by the head of the government of Nepal to Thailand. During the visit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with his Thai counterpart and discuss various areas of bilateral relations between Nepal and Thailand. Following the bilateral engagements, he will lead a 21-member Nepali delegation to the 6th summit of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation to be hosted by the Thailand on the 4th of April and will address the summit on the same day. The Prime Minister will return home on the 5th of April. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has designated Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh to look after the daily administrative affairs of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers during the absence of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. President Ramchandra Paudel has prorogued the current session of both houses of the Federal Parliament from midnight. The head of the state prorogued the current session of both houses of the parliament on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. A meeting of the Council of Ministers on Monday had decided to recommend to the president to that end. In the meantime, the winter session of the House of Representatives ended yesterday, endorsing a condolence motion on the demise of legislator Deepak Bohra. Speaker Devaraj Gemire tabled the condolence motion on the passing of Bohra, and it was followed by the unanimous endorsement. Bohra, a member of the House of Representatives from Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, passed away yesterday morning at the age of 76. The government is to receive a grant of 573 million Japanese yen from the government of Japan for the Dhulikhel Hospital Trauma and Emergency Service Center Improvement Project. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung shared this while making public the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on Monday. The government has also decided to direct the Ministry of Health and Population to make arrangements for free medical treatment for those injured in the protest that took place last Friday in the name of supporters of the former monarch. According to Communications Minister Gurung, the cabinet has also decided to send a medical team of the Nepali army to Myanmar, a country affected by the devastating earthquake, along with relief materials including medicines. Furthermore, the government has appointed Chudamani Chapagai as the new Chief Executive Officer, CEO of the Nepal Stock Exchange Limited, NEPSE. The cabinet meeting decided to appoint Chapagai to the post, and he received his appointment letter from Revenue Secretary Dinesh Kumar Gemire yesterday. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamisani, called on Speaker Devaraj Gemire at his office in Sigadapar yesterday. On the occasion, the RSP president called for lifting of the suspension of his lawmaker post. About 2 months ago, Lamisani had filed a petition with Speaker Gemire demanding the lifting of his suspension, stating that he had been released from jail after submitting bail. The Federal Parliament Secretariat had issued a notice on December 23, 2024, suspending Lamisani from his post following a money laundering case against him. Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, has come in operation for 18 hours. Earlier, the airport reduced its operation hours to 10 hours for 5 months for the runway upgrading works. TIA General Manager Jagannath Nirola said the revised schedule, the airport will remain open from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight. Hearing on the writ petitions filed by Kulman Ghising, who was dismissed from the post of Managing Director of Nepal Electricity Authority and newly appointed Managing Director of the Authority, Hitendra Dev Sakya, would continue in the Supreme Court today. The hearing will continue as a division bench of Justices Kumar Chudal and Nityananda Pandey could not complete the hearing on both writs. Ghising had filed a writ petition demanding the scrapping of the government's decision to remove him from the post of MD of NEA, while the newly appointed MD Sakya filed a writ petition saying the appointment of Ghising, dismissing him from the post 4 years ago, was wrong. Sakya had filed another writ petition, saying a hearing on the writ petition co-filed by Ghising could not be conducted without finalizing the writ petition filed by him 4 years ago. The Supreme Court has been conducting a hearing keeping both writ petitioners together. The government of Nepal has extended its gratitude to the government of United Arab Emirates, UAE, for the amnesty granted to 166 Nepali inmates on the occasion of the happy month of Ramadan and the festival of Eid. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a press release yesterday that it highly values the kind gesture of pardon on the basis of humanitarian grounds as an epitome of cordiality in the bilateral relations between Nepal and the UAE. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The United Nations Agency for Children says that at least 322 children are reported to have been killed since Israel launched a new renewed offensive in Gaza 2 weeks ago. UNICEF said at least 609 other children were reportedly wounded during the same period. Israel launched its renewed Gaza offensive on 18 March, blaming Hamas for rejecting a new U.S. proposal to extend the ceasefire and free the 59 hostages still held captive in Gaza. Hamas, in turn, accused Israel of violating the original deal they had agreed to in January. The humanitarian situation across Gaza has dramatically worsened in recent weeks, with Israel refusing to allow aid into Gaza Strip since March 2nd, the longest aid blockage since the war began. the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to an unprecedented cross-border attack on 7th October 2023. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Katmandu Valley is likely to hover around 12 to 14 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 27 to 29 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Radio Nepal marking its Diamond Jubilee today, President Ramchandra Pawdel scheduled to inaugurate a special ceremony at 11 a.m. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reads Bangkok on a four-day official visit to Thailand, scheduled to address the 6th BIMSTEC summit on the 4th of April. President Ramchandra Pawdel prorogues the current session of both houses of the Federal Parliament effective from midnight. And at least 322 children killed since Israel's new Gaza offensive. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.